And it's that time of the week once again where we run through the week's top gaming news stories. Sunny and Jordan have joined me in the studios, and we're going to be running through a couple of the week's news stories and looking at the new releases. And we start off with something about Halo Wars 2 Blitz Beta.
That Halo Wars 2 surprised everyone last week by releasing information about a new game mode, Blitz. Essentially turns the game into a card game. You've got a deck, and that is your army. No one was expecting it, and the beta starts on the 20th, on Friday. So hopefully everyone gets a chance to play it, really.
And we covered some news on the Nintendo Switch release last week. We have a few more things leaking out this week.
So we've talked a bit on the Nintendo Switch before in the past, but now that they've fully released out all the information that we need for the Nintendo Switch, everybody's reactions are mostly mixed, and there's actually been quite a lot of developers who have said that they're going to support the Nintendo Switch, and a lot of big developers also saying that they want their games on the Nintendo Switch as well.
Yeah, I remember Bethesda saying all their new releases are coming on the Switch, so it's definitely worth buying at this point.
So that's you think this may be the thing that drags Nintendo back into the forefront then?
Yeah really.
Okay. Now, there's not much in the way of gaming news this week, so we thought we'd do something special. Still pretty much at the start of the year. So we do a quick look back over the past 12 months, picking out some of the kind of top five games that our resident experts have been experiencing over the last year. Starting off with you, Sonny.
The first game that is notable, I wouldn't say it's the best, but I did enjoy it, is Battleborn. Then it moves on to The Division, Fallout 4 being third. For me, I wouldn't say it's the best game I've played, but it was fun for the time. The Crew was pretty fun, especially with friends, and Doom is still a game that I'm trying to complete on the more challenging difficulties.
What about yourself, Jordan? What have you enjoyed playing in the last year?
Well, I'm very big on games with a lot of difficulty, so for me, it's very much Dark Souls 3 is at the top of my list. Then it goes down to Doom, but I'm in the same spot. Sonny is. I can't get past the hardest difficulty. Then it's The Division, which I've sunk too much time to be proud of into. Surprisingly, No Man's Sky, which caught my attention when it first came out, and now I can't stop playing it. And then Overwatch, just because of how competitive and how skill-based that game is.
So what's your thoughts? I mean, we chatted last week with Sunny about what you think is coming up in 2017. What are your thoughts? Are there going to be the big things this year in gaming then, Jordan?
I think VR. VR's making a lot of headway this year, with the Project Scorpio coming out, PSVR being upgraded and updated, and loads of games coming out for virtual reality these days. I think it's just going to be interesting for that technology.
And before we go, let's run through the new releases coming up over the next few days, and we kick off with Kingdom Hearts HD.
Kingdom Hearts HD is
Kingdom Hearts, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
trying. Kingdom Hearts, isn't it? Yeah.
It's trying to be Final Fantasy, but it isn't.
Yeah.
2.8 is the next step in this long, convoluted story of nothingness and everything. It's going to be fun. It's on PS4, coming out January 24th. Buy it if you've got, you know, disposable income.
Wow, I'm surprised you don't do the marketing contract for it. Buy it if you have disposable income. Okay, so I don't know. I'm trying to work out what you actually think about the game, because it sounds like you kind of think it's fun, but you think it's completely pointless.
I just don't understand the story.
Ah, okay, well, fair enough. Resident Evil 7 is out on the 24th as well.
Resident Evil, as I said with Kingdom Hearts, it's Resident Evil. It's terrifying, it hurts, and it's dark, very, very dark. It's about it's about another biological hazard in the Resident Evil universe run by the Umbrella Corporation. And really, it's a first-person horror game, very much taken over Outlast style. It's coming on the Xbox One, PS4, and PC January 24th. If you want to be scared, buy it.
Tales of Berseria out on the PS4 on January the 24th. What do we know about that?
Well, what we've seen is that it's developed by Bandai Namco, and it just looks like a standard Japanese fighter type of game. It's coming out on the PlayStation 4 and PC on January 24th, and if you want to check it out, if you think it looks interesting, I guess buy it. If you
just
really
a normal anime booby woman game, isn't it really?
Yeah, it's standard with a Bandai Namco at this point.
And Yakuza 0. is out on the PS4, January the 24th.
This one seems more to be like a kind of like Tales of Berseria, but free open world and free roaming kind of. I've not seen too much on this, and honestly, I don't really know what to think of it from what I have seen. But it is coming out on the PlayStation 4 on January 24th.
It's quite weak, basically. That's what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of big games like Yakuza. I've put a pre-order down for Yakuza 0. It's what GTA should have been. It's a very good game. I put a pre-order down on Resident Evil 7, but Kingdom Hearts and Tales of Berseria, not my kind of game, really.
Okay, well, that just about wraps it up for this week. Next week, I'm going to step back and leave it to the experts in the studio. So, not quite so much cheering, please. But if you do want to get in touch with them, then you can do about stuff that you want covered or react to what they've said. You can email Sonny, that's Sony, at accessradio.biz, and Jordan, Jordon, at accessradio.biz, and let them know what you think.